If we act now, in 50 years, people are going to look back and say, this was the moment that America won the future.
President Biden introduced his American Jobs Plan in southwestern Pennsylvania Wednesday. It's a massive $2 trillion proposal to create jobs by tackling climate change and improving infrastructure.
This plan is important, not only for what and how it builds, but it's also important to where we build. It includes everyone, regardless of your race or your zip code.
Environmental and other groups in Pennsylvania cheered the proposal.
It's a bold, ambitious, common sense plan.
This is Steve Herzenberg, an economist with the Keystone Research Center, a nonprofit that's funded by charitable foundations as well as labor unions. It's also part of a wider coalition of groups called Reimagine Appalachia, which says the economy has not been working for most people in the region. He says Biden's plan shares many of the group's values and overlaps with the investments it's been pushing for. According to Biden, the plan will create hundreds of thousands of union jobs in wind and solar power, electric cars, and ensuring roads and bridges can withstand increased rainfall and storms associated with climate change. Here's Herzenberg again.
If we do it right, if it's worker-friendly, if people get decent wages, if they have a real right to unionize, if we do it right, this will be the beginning of a new age of shared prosperity.
There is some doubt among unions that workers in the coal and oil and gas industries can transition to these kinds of jobs, or that they will pay as well.
The president has made a bet. He's placing a bet that he can win. He can change the minds of working people, including in this region, which has been an obstacle to national climate change legislation.
One example, the plan includes $16 billion for two widespread environmental needs in Pennsylvania: plugging old oil and gas wells and cleaning up abandoned coal mines. Veronica Koptis of the Center for Coalfield Justice said this could mean jobs for people as the country transitions away from fossil fuels.
President Biden's plan in money to invest in reclamation is needed and critical in our communities, and also is an easy way to keep energy workers who are being displaced from the shift to a cleaner energy economy in work and employed.
The jobs plan faces critics on many fronts. Environmental groups want more money for clean energy. Oil and gas groups in the state said the plan should have included money for pipelines. And business groups are opposed to raising corporate income taxes to pay for Biden's plan. Another aspect of the president's proposal is focused on clean water. It would spend $111 billion on water infrastructure, replacing lead water lines across the country and addressing wastewater, drinking water, and stormwater issues.